This is Mike Mallory. Hello.
Hello.
Very glad to have you on. Now, we should tell people, of course, who you are. Why don't you tell us who you are?
Okay, the Navy chose us because we were the strongest swimmers and the fastest swimmers in the Navy, and they took us out for the Apollo recovery. And our job was to save the moon rocks and the astronauts from sinking. The capsule, we had to put a big life jacket around it to protect it.
So you were one of the four frogmen, right, who came out and took care of the capsule after it landed. Well, whereabouts was the capsule landing? I know it was in the water, right?
South Pacific, down around Pongo, down there. It's way down there.
So you were with the Navy, obviously.
We went down on ships that had aircraft carriers with lots of helicopters on them because that was our mode to get out to the spacecraft. And the water was almost 4,000 feet deep out there and with sharks.
Wow.
So,
wow. Did you have any idea you would be doing this when you joined the Navy? Any clue that you would eventually be part of this mission?
Yeah, when I joined the Navy, I didn't even know I was going to be Special Forces, but I worked into it and did good at it. We'd had two tours in Vietnam, 18 months of all sneak and peek night work, and we came back to San Diego, and they said, "Do you want to go pick up astronauts?" And I said, "Sure, after Vietnam, this will be a holiday." So we went.
I mean, you were with a demolition group, right?
Yeah.
Which nowadays is mostly SEALs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's really quite remarkable that you're here. I understand you gave a talk here, or you're going to be doing some talking here.
Yeah, we've already done a bunch of lectures in there with slideshows and movies with it. And people see the astronauts on TV, and they see a big streak of light when they re-enter. And the next thing you know, they're walking off a helicopter. Well, there's an hour in there where it's sharks and salt water and all kinds of problems. And that was our job, just four of us guys.
Yeah. Well,
how do you train for that? I mean, what was that process like getting ready for it to come down and for you to go in to get them?
Yeah, NASA came up to us because they wanted to know if our swimmers were better than theirs. Mm. And so we started training. And with the helicopters and the guys in the helicopters, they had to learn how to lift those astronauts away from the capsule without injuring anybody. And it's sort of a work in progress.
Yeah. But how did they prepare you for, like, sharks, for example?
Well, we'd battled sharks in Vietnam and everywhere else, and they were out there, too. And the helo crews, they could see the sharks better than we could from the air because they were big black silhouette down there.
Mm.
But we'd see them, and they'd chase us out. One of them, there's a net that the astronauts get into. They bit that one night while we were out there on practice.
Wow.
And we wound up on the side of the capsule like a bunch of 7-year-old girls at a birthday party screaming, "Shark, shark, shark, shark."
It's nice to know that you Navy gents can also channel your inner child.
When you see 7 rows of teeth with an appetite 10 feet long, it's encouraging.
Right.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Talk about operating under pressure. I mean, the whole mission was operating under pressure. Not many people are aware, I think, of all the problems, all the things that went wrong, getting Armstrong to the moon and back home safely.
Yeah, we did tons of practice. We did 2-day missions and then 1-night mission. I don't know how many we did, dozens and dozens and dozens.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Now, you're practicing this. How does it prepare you just through rote repetition?
That's what it is. It's rote because you iron out little problems you have, and pretty soon it's just jump in, do your job as fast as you can, and make it as good as you can. That's the problem. Everything has to work.
And then day of going out, what were nerves? I mean, what were you feeling during that time?
We're not really nervous at all. We were so competent in our job that we'd done it so many times. We were worried about helicopters and other people more than ourselves.
Sure.
Yeah. Did anything happen during the actual landing that you didn't expect? I mean, aside from sharks?
It was the roughest landing that the NASA has ever had.
Mm.
We had
really?
A heavy ground swell and then a cross sea on top of that. So there was a lot of waves out there. There's pictures of it. You can go on the internet and see that.
Yeah.
And it was fairly rough.
Incredible.
And they landed upside down, and it takes a while. There's 3 great big inflation bladders they blow up on top and ride it. And by the time they got it upright, we jumped in with a, it's like a big life jacket that goes around the capsule and makes it more stable.
Yeah.
And they were glad to get upright because they were hanging in their harnesses,
sure,
getting sloshed around like in a tumble dryer at the laundromat. And it was a rough ride for them.
Yeah. Were you able to communicate with them or talk with them at all?
It's so noisy underneath that helicopter that the first guy there, all he does is hammer on the window and they give a thumbs up. That means during landing, they didn't get injured. And he turns around and thumbs up the helicopter above us, who has a medic on board. And the medic would have jumped in there and helped them if they were really banged up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And from this point on, I mean, do you have any experience that kind of matches the excitement of being a part of the rescue team for a mission like that?
They had a problem with the fear of moon germs. So every guy had a suit, and one of our frogs gave them the suits, closed the door, and they put the suits on, popped out. Then we had to wash the whole vehicle and the raft and them with the chemicals they gave us, and then get them into the helicopter and get the astronauts safe, because it's another hour and a half, because if there were moon germs on there and a doctor finds it, the ship is over the horizon to the windward side with the president and everybody on it. You don't want to contaminate the whole world. So
sure.
So we were bait.
That was a serious belief or consideration at the time.
Oh, yeah. It was big-time operation for that.
Wow. Mm. What else did you prepare for? Like, I know that astronauts prepare for things that go wrong. Did you, the frogmen in general, prepare for any contingencies?
Well, we've trained so much that you kind of cover them all, you know. You bang into problems every time you go out. And so you've ironed that out pretty good. It's just put that thing on there and make it secure.
So how did it go then for you in the real one?
Yeah, really well. We got that thing on there. John is the fastest swimmer we had. And that capsule, when it's in the water, sails like a little sailboat. It just takes off and goes. And they drop him upwind, and as it roars by him, he swims around. And it was so rough that there's a sea anchor he attaches. It's a big parachute on a long cord. And there's a little tiny ring on the side of the capsule, and he gets his finger in that, and the waves are pulling him completely out of the water. And when he gets down to the water, he hooked the ring in and deployed the chute, and then it slows down. Mm. And then we can come in with a 200-pound bag with all the flotation gear to stabilize it.
So I just have one more question for you. You mentioned earlier that you were tasked with getting the moon rocks, keeping the astronauts safe. I mean, was that the order of priority at the time?
Yeah, the head of NASA out there says, okay, here's the priority. Save those moon rocks. They had spent billions in the space program getting those things, and they don't want them sinking in 4,000 feet of water.
Sure.
And he says, save the astronauts. And we'd been bothered with sharks, and he says, and then save yourselves if you can. And I said, hey, wait a minute. Shouldn't we save the astronauts first? And he goes, No, save the rocks, save the astronauts. We got one bag of rocks, we got lots of astronauts. So
it was
fun.
Yeah,
we would have saved the astronauts first and the rocks.
Yeah, you could do both.
Yeah,
right?
We had them both.
Yeah, well, you were luckily able to do all three, so.
Yep.
Congratulations to you. Thank you so much for telling us some of these stories, talking with us. You know, you're a walking, talking piece of history as it goes, and it's wonderful to hear your different stories about this experience. Mike Mallory, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yep.